Transgender Idahoans would no longer be able to change the gender marker on their birth certificate under a new bill introduced Thursday. As James Dawson explains, that flies in the face of a federal court order.
In 2018, federal district judge Candy Dale said the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare's policy against changing a person's gender marker on their birth certificate was unconstitutional. Dale ruled the state was violating transgender people's 14th Amendment rights to equal protection. A new bill from Republican Representative Julianne Young would implement a similar policy to the one that was ruled unconstitutional. Her proposal says failing to record a person's sex assigned at birth would be a, quote, breach of the public trust.
We are saying that these statistics matter to government in the important roles and functions that we fill as a state, that these statistics matter to individuals, and that they also matter to society in general.
The local chapter of Planned Parenthood Votes, the group's political arm, issued a statement. It says, quote, "It is abundantly clear that our Republican-led legislature is in a race to the bottom," end quote, to discriminate against LGBTQ people, among others. Young's bill joins two other transgender-related bills introduced this week. One would make it a felony to provide sex reassignment surgery or hormone therapy to minors, and another would ban trans women from competing on sports teams segregated by sex. From the Capitol, James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.